You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall with NewsHour. A team of archaeologists in Texas have discovered a hoard of tools which suggest that people settled in the Americas as much as 2,500 years earlier than previously believed. For decades, it was thought that the Clovis people were the first to cross the Bering Strait 13,000 years ago. Now it seems evidence of a campsite used by humans even earlier has been uncovered. The site reveals what tools they used and some of their activities. Dr. Lee Nort is professor of geology at Baylor University in Texas. He helped verify the artifacts.
We conducted an excavation at what's called the Friedkin site in central Texas, and the archaeologists penetrated from the ground surface down through layers of earlier time periods and finally got down to what we call the Clovis layer, the stone culture, stone tool culture of the earliest wave of people previously thought, as you pointed out. And so that wasn't particularly surprising, but what was surprising is that they noticed that below this Clovis layer, there was another 20-centimeter layer of additional artifacts that by superposition or stratigraphically, deeper is older. So they found these older artifacts below the Clovis. And so that was the first sign that we were onto something that might finally lead us to some recognition of pre-Clovis.
So who were these pre-Clovis people?
The general thinking is that they originated from southern Siberia and they migrated into the Americas through the Siberian Strait and or Aleutian Strait and came into northwest North America and then spread out from there and then eventually throughout all of the Americas, even down to the southern tip of South America. So the origin of southern Siberia, and that we also have some genetic models that suggest that that's where these people came from as well.
So the people who created these artifacts were the original inhabitants, if you like, of the Americas.
Yes. The first inhabitants. This is the oldest archaeological site that we know of in the Americas by about, as you pointed out, 2,500 years.
How does this change what had been previously thought?
Well, this has been in the air for some time. There have been a number of archaeological sites throughout the Americas that have hinted at pre-Clovis occupation, but there was something wrong, something suspicious about all of the other sites. Either the dating was not believed, the artifacts were perhaps not in the proper context. They had been moved around, for example, disarticulated. So what this will do is take scientists maybe back to some of these other sites to begin to build a database, a broader database of what okay. These people were really like.
That was Dr. Lee Nort, professor of geology at Baylor University in Texas.